This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day radio program. Doug is out at the moment. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. And we are going to talk about a lot of things. All the things.
All the stuff.
In the news. All that we can. You know the whole saying, like, no good deed goes unpunished. And in today's world, sometimes we see somebody who may need help and we don't help them because we think, well, what if they have these sinister, ulterior motives? Or vice versa. Someone actually, like, you think somebody does need help and you try to help them and then you get mugged.
Yeah, you have to be careful with who you help. I definitely agree with that. Yep.
Yeah, which definitely takes away from people who do need help. Or, say, like, when we're kids, we are taught not to take candy from strangers, mm-hmm. unless it's Halloween and stuff like that.
And even then, be a little careful.
And yeah, and even then, parents and guardians need to look through the candy first.
Check for the razor blades, kids.
Well, there was a situation where a quote-unquote suspicious older man in Ontario was handing out chocolate to kids, and the man remained unidentified, and he had approached a child last month, and the child was walking home from school, and the man offers him a pot of gold candies. That's what the actual candies are, the mm-hmm. pot of gold candies, and the child was pretty
reluctant. I haven't heard about a pot of gold in a long time. Like, those are, like, old school, by the way.
Yeah. I feel like those always come around, like, St. Patty's Day, too.
Yeah.
And the child clearly taught properly and was like, no, I don't want any, I don't want any. And the man was very insistent on this child taking the candy. Well, eventually, it was found out that he had offered other kids some candy. Police catch up to him and realize the story behind this, that this man is not being weird or trying to lure kids somewhere with candy or whatnot. It was Random Acts of Kindness Day. And he was just trying to offer people, not only kids, people in the community stepped forward and acknowledged that, no, he had handed things candy to adults. He was just handing out candy to anybody. He wanted to make people smile. And he was just trying to do
and
an act of kindness. Yes, yes. And police have determined this man's motives were pure and genuine. And they also thanked everybody in the community to help them come to this determination that, no, there was no threat involved. But it is one of those things. Like, somebody randomly just offers you something and the knee-jerk reaction is like, no, go away. What's going on? Do I need to call authorities? No,
so sad.
Just that's trying.
I would freak out. I wouldn't take candy from someone on the streets. It's really sad that this is where we are right now. But
yeah,
I would
question
it. I don't
even take flyers from people. I don't take anything. If you're handing me something, I'm just not taking it. I don't care what it is. It could be a $10 bill, and I'll be like, no. There might be powder on it, like something horrible.
So I don't know what you, speaking of handing out, you said you wouldn't take a flyer. So this weekend, I went to the Clippers game. One of the people that I went with had foot surgery and was on, like, one of those, like, little scooter things. And so her doctor had given her a placard for, you know, like, temporary for whatever time it is for her recovery. So we all benefited because it was very close parking. But, you know, when we came out, there was a flyer sitting on the car about there's no disability when it comes to love or something. And it was like marketing for an online dating service for people with disabilities.
Oh, wow.
Is that funny? And I'm like, how smart are these people to go to, like, big events and to go to the handicapped parking lot and hand out flyers? But, again, you kind of have to throw them on people's cars because if you're walking by, no one's going to take a flyer from you anymore, please.
No, and it's so true. And a lot of times people don't even look at things. Like, I'm sure if you've been shopping or you've been at the mall and somebody has a free sample of a hair product or perfume, and it's like, no, no, thank you. And I will look at them and say, no, thank you. I'm not just going to ignore somebody, but I'm still not taking whatever you have. I saw this one video going around social media, and it's also kind of a statement on society in terms of this guy was doing a social experiment, and he has a big poster board, and it says, I have crippling anxiety and depression. I just need somebody to say hi to me. And it's something so simple as that. And people are just walking past ignoring this guy, and he's just standing there. And some people will even turn and, like, read it for a moment and then keep walking. Well, then he flips it over. And, of course, the way things are cut, there could have been some people that stopped to say hi. They just clipped it out because they're trying to prove something. But so many people walk by. He flips the board over, and on the other side, it says free money. And it's just a whole bunch of different, like, tens and twenties just taped to this. And people are reading it, and they're just walking up and, like, questioning, like, can I take it? And he's like, yeah. And they'll just take the money and go. And it was like, when somebody just wanted somebody to say hi, people would read it and look and just kind of keep about their business. Where free money, with the free money, it was like, totally in. Yeah.
Sad, but unfortunately, I think that's human nature now.
And when it comes to the people who just kept walking without reading it, that makes sense to a degree, because I think a lot of people, we just don't make eye contact with anybody. We just will mind our own business, you mind your business, I won't bother you, you won't bother me mentality. But when it came to the people who actually stopped and read it and then turned and kept walking, it was kind of like, wow.
That's really sad. I know.
Yeah. Some other sad news in terms of people traveling to Mexico. Have you heard about the three women who are missing?
Another set of people?
Yeah, so apparently they had gone to sell clothes at a flea market. Three women in their 40s. Well, two were in their 40s, one in their 50s. And they just had not been heard from. One of them, their husband, had kept in touch with his wife, and then all of a sudden one day she didn't reach out, and he couldn't reach her. And so the next day he tried to reach her again, couldn't reach her. He went to authorities, and the FBI has said that they're unable to provide a comment about an ongoing investigation because they can't find any sign of them. They are just...
Unbelievable.
They believe that they're endangered.
Huge problems right now, and, you know, we talked about this on the Talk Radio Countdown last week, the fact that those four people who were kidnapped and allegedly mistaken for Haitian members of the drug cartels or whatever, mm-hmm. two of them end up dead, one's injured, the other one, I don't know how mentally you recover, but is back safely. The drug cartel sent this ridiculous apology letter and said, oh, we're turning over these people, and mm-hmm. this shouldn't have happened. That is because they are ingrained in the government. And the government is saying, wait a second, this may impact our tourism money, which we rely on. You better get out there and give us something. It is increasingly becoming clear that it is not safe to go into Mexico. And you've got to listen to the State Department warnings because people have spring break vacations coming up.
Yeah. And you think that, and you brought up this good point late last week too, Jen, where a lot of people think, well, I'm going to Cancun. I'm going somewhere where it's an all-inclusive resort. I'm going to stay at the resort. I'm not going anywhere else. I'm just staying at this resort. But what about the actual travel part, the getting yeah. to the airport, getting from the airport to the all-inclusive resort? In what is stopping somebody from being pulled over and carjacked? What is stopping people from cartel members from actually going into the airport? Or a lot of people who are hiring rides or something, well, how do you know that's your actual ride? How do you know that
and even the
it's
police,
who you hired?
There was a story that sort of disappeared, but it started to make national news a few months ago. There was a DA, actually it was in January, there was a DA from Orange County, California, who went to celebrate their one-year anniversary with their wife, and both of them young people. They went to this resort many times. They knew it. They knew this area. They traveled there all the time. They liked to vacation there. And he ended up dead. And they said that he was drunk and fell off of a balcony, but his autopsy results were not reflective of that. His body was found in an area that wouldn't have been the landing point for someone who fell off of a balcony. And it was revealed that he had this altercation where he had to pay off some federales, like $200. They must have known where he was staying. So it's really bad right now. And not to make it political, but we do need some leadership coming from, I think, the White House at this point, making it clear to Mexico that they better start to ensure the safety of American citizens when they go down there. Because if not, why are we going to continue to send our money, our tourism dollars, our people there if people are coming back missing? Or not at all. That's just, it's frightening.
Yeah, it's like just disappearing, no trace of anything. And back to the four people that we were just discussing with the handwritten apology letter. And who's to say that those, the men that were tied up and kind of like handed over of these were the guys that did it. Well, clearly they don't want they don't want there to be an investigation to where they could find other stuff and really do damage to their quote unquote business.
And how do we know those?
How do we know those are the actual people?
Yeah,
exactly.
They probably just took the weakest and said, okay, we can afford to lose you. There you go, and hand somebody over.
Exactly. Or those could be more kidnapped people or something. Like, it's just there's so much, and it's only a matter of time before this becomes a movie.
Yeah. Sadly, you're right about that. It sounds like, that sounds a little harsh, but you're right. It's next.
And have you seen this flight, the flight that was going from Texas to Germany? I cannot say the airline. It's Lufthansa.
Lufthansa.
Mm-hmm. So this one that it hit severe turbulence and basically plunged about 4,000 feet. It had to be diverted into Virginia. Mm. And Matthew McConaughey's wife was on it, Camila Alice, and she had posted a video, but the caption said, to respect the privacy of those around me, this is all I'm showing, but the plane was pure chaos, the turbulence kept coming. Well, apparently it's coming out that nobody would have known about this flight from Hades or what people are calling it, because the airline didn't want people to find out. Apparently after the turbulence, one of the flight attendants came on and was like, please delete any photos or pictures.
What?
Videos. Yeah, like, please delete all this stuff. And then they made a second request. And in the second request, stating the same thing, like, please delete everything, apparently the second request was because they want to protect the privacy of those on board. And we know about this because one of the passengers told a news outlet the full story, saying, you know, play-by-play of what happened, the flight attendants making the request twice about it, and even all of the people on board were like, well, we're going to take more photos and videos because why are you telling us not to? What's
yeah,
up with
what
that?
Was the point of all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said that they wanted to protect other people on board. And it's like, but if you're on a flight and you're pointing your camera forward, you're not seeing anybody's face. You know what I mean? It's not unless you turn around backwards.
So that would tell me right away that there was negligence or something going on that they didn't want people to know about. How do you drop thousands of feet? People are freaked out. And then you expect people not to talk about it?
Yeah. It's like they never want to know. And this was in the middle of dinner service. So in unexpected turbulence, I am surprised that the flight staff themselves weren't more injured because typically they are not in their seats with their seatbelts fastened during the dinner service. They are up and moving around. But the woman, Rolanda Schmidt, who talked to the news outlet about all of this, apparently she had like bruising on her arm. She thinks that there was a concussion. She has had a possible fractured hip, like all of these different things.
I don't know if I went through something like that. And I'm not a white knuckler flyer. I used to fly a lot more after, you know, with my new current schedule and like just kind of job shifting. I don't travel as much as I used to. I used to travel a lot. But I don't know that I could get back on a plane after dropping like that. That is,
That would be tough.
It would be really hard. I think you feel like you're just out of control. And I guess you feel happy you make it. And people hit turbulence every day, but when you take a dive like that,
yeah, so like a 4,000 plunge. Oof, that is a lot. Oof, talk about white knuckling. All right, more to come on Doug Steffens. Good day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I now going through some of your comments, social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. It seems, I'm just looking over some of the comments, the biggest item that's on the agenda here is the Doug is back. I didn't realize that I was missed that much being out one day, and now, wow, look at this. Welcome back, like I went to the moon. Or something.
Missed your voice.
Yeah. Well, I'll be gone next Monday, Tuesday. I'll miss it again. I missed him. John Tompkins says, I missed him this morning. Hope he's ready for the snow. Well, John, you're up in my neck of the woods, but the snow has missed my corner of the world. It's up further north from here. Jay and Jennifer did an outstanding job. Well, Bridget, that's why I asked them to do it, because I know they will do an outstanding job. I don't have to worry about a thing. I take a day off every once in a while. Wait a minute. Here's Sharon, who says she loves it when I have a day off.
I like Michael Patrick's comment. We love you, Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh.
Did yes. you know?
Where did that start? I don't remember where that started.
Jen. I think Jen started it.
Yeah, she's
I feel like all of your nicknames have come from Jen.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, I think she's pretty good at stirring the pot, as it were. So, of all of the things that you talked about while I wasn't here, which one do you think had the most impact? Says he who wants.
That was a whole different day. I mean,
really?
I can't even tell you what I ate for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, definitely the bank stuff, because that is just so big. And then different good news stories. One of the things that went on the social medias was, rather than us asking questions, you got questions.
I got questions?
Yeah, like, so...
For me or for the program?
For you.
Really? How did I miss that?
Yeah, tried something fun. Rather than us asking questions, asked, like, hey, do you have a question? And there were some really good questions for you, Doug. Like, sure. Cheryl Grazik wants to know how many cattle/cows are on your farm, and do you have any mini cows?
I have 52 cows at the moment on the farm. We have young calves, young heifer calves, but we do not have any mini cows. That's an interesting question, because I was thinking about doing it a few years ago, and I looked into it, and it'd have to have sort of a separate operation. And the mini cows and the calves, because we use the We usually leave the heifer calves with the mothers so that they can grow. Matter of fact, we still have two calves on one mother from last year, and they grow so much better. They're so much healthier. But it would get too confusing, frankly. So the answer to the question is no, but I thought about it. Okay? That's question number one. What's question number two?
Terry Seve, your farm is a big topic. Wants to know if your farm is open to the public for visits or even just purchasing fresh produce.
It is open for both of those things. We have a weekly farmer's market on Sunday that goes year-round. And, yes, during the season, the farm is open. We have ice cream. People come and take tours. We have various things. Almost every weekend, we have something going on the farm that will attract people to just see what we have on the farm and to experience things on the farm, because most people don't anymore have the ability to just go to a farm and wander around and see what's going on. So there you go.
Yeah, and John C wants to know, any big arguments between you all when you're on the air, and is Doug ever wrong?
No. The answer to Lester. Big arguments, honestly, you know me, I was, Victoria and Jennifer used to get into arguments that made me uncomfortable. And so that was something that's not the way I live my life. I don't argue. I don't fuss. Mm-hmm. I don't fight with people. People, you know that, Jay. I mean, sometimes I'll be strident when there's something wrong, and I'll just be very direct about my thoughts. But, in general, no, we don't do that. We all love each other, and we are the way we are on the air. Off the air. Right. Exactly. 28 after. Good questions. Thank you.
Never grocery shop when you're hungry. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Money Talks News urges against serving size portions. They're convenient, but you're paying for packaging and the labor to assemble it, as you will see by comparing unit price with bigger sizes that you can baggy up yourself. And demote meat from its starring role to the supporting cast in tasty casseroles and soups and stews. Regardless of how carefully a shop, you're racing the clock because food expires. Slightly stale bread makes great French toast, or you can use it for breadcrumbs, and you can freeze breads, bagels, and muffins. Let them thaw overnight and they're good as new. Turn overripe bananas into banana bread, or freeze them and then mash them up in the food processor for a yummy and healthy dessert. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A Russian fighter jet dumped fuel on an MQ-9 Reaper drone and struck the propeller of the surveillance drone over the Black Sea in a brazen violation of international law, causing the unmanned aerial vehicle to crash. Russia insisted its warplanes did not hit the drone in international waters near Crimea. Republican Representative Michael Waltz from Florida on Fox News says Russia does not get to decide anything we do in international waters.
We should be putting 3 drones back in there.
Another sign of America's terrible economic condition, Meta Platforms, the parent company of Facebook, says it's planning to cut roughly 10,000 jobs over the coming months. Meta Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg is calling it the year of efficiency. A federal judge in Texas will hear arguments today in a case involving the abortion pill brought on by a Christian group attempting to save the life of unborn children. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a
very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG.
Good day radio program. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little sidetracked still from our off-air conversation on shoes.
Okay. So here's how it all started. And God knows we probably, you know, why go through it all? But here you get it. So I said, wow. So things are kind of getting real with all these bank collapses, because one of the big stories is that Silicon Valley Bank and then another bank collapsed over the weekend. Mm-hmm. The president talked about this. It's freaking people out, right? When you think
it is scary.
And then you're like, and not that this is a problem probably for us particularly on this show, but maybe some of you luckier, wealthier people that would like to share with us. There, a lot of people are saying, well, if I have more than $250,000, why would I put it in a bank if you can't guarantee any money? And so then this is becoming a really big deal, because people who are watching for the so-called collapse are getting a little nervous, right now. And so then Jay, you mentioned we should have gone to gold.
We should have gotten into, yes, the whole, like, the gold bars and everything. And, yeah, get into that. Equity is one of the ones. Equity,
that's company. And they were texting me saying, oh, it's beginning. And I went, you know what? I think I'm just going to start taking my paycheck in little tiny gold chips. And so here we are. And then I said, I just don't get cryptocurrency. You know, the stock market's all over the place.
No, yeah, I can't get behind crypto. I get it, why people are excited about it. And if you got in on the ground floor, then maybe it might be something worth it. But it is still a little too, like, it's just non-tangible.
I need to see something or to hold something. And so I said, you know, maybe we should operate in shoes because you can wear them, you can own them, you could admire them. And then I guess you made the admission your husband owns 100 pairs of shoes just where you are right now. And he's got more in storage. That beats me. That's like you're married to Imelda Marcos.
No, it's one of those things of the stereotypical kind of situation of like, oh, a woman in her shoes and all this stuff. No, bro, it's my husband. Like, he's the one. He is the one that you see a guy, like, you know that stereotype. If you see a man and he is on his phone and he's scrolling and he's kind of hiding the screen from you or something, like, is he cheating? What is he doing? No, my husband is stalking down the next big deal for shoes or when there's going to be another Nike drop that he can get in on.
Does he, like, get them on sale, or does he, like, he wants, like, the latest shoe, right?
No, it's the latest. It's whatever the drop is that they announce, and then there's only going to be so many pairs and all of this stuff. And the thing is he buys a lot of these with the intention of turning them around and reselling them at a higher profit. So it's, like, supposed to be a side hustle, except he ends up buying shoes he likes, and then he keeps them. So it's not working very well as a side hustle.
So the side hustle actually has to be if you resell
shoes. We're going broke. Yes. Instead of making money, we are basically broke. Thank you, Nike.
I think you figured out the whole scam here. He's like, yeah, we're going to make money off of this, babe. We're going to make money. And then, no. So, you know.
Oh, I think I told you how this year for Christmas, he took over for the gifts. He did amazing. And he bought such amazing gifts for everybody. They were really cool gifts. But everybody got a pair of Nike shoes. So regardless of what you actually asked us for Christmas or what you wanted, he took the reins and everybody got Nike shoes.
Hopefully they liked them.
Yeah.
Does he have everybody's sizes and everything? That's pretty impressive.
Oh, he did. Absolutely did. And see, that's like where things roll into. We were talking about the banks collapsing and then we just went into shoes and different currencies. But I always
this
think
is
about
how it works.
It really does. It's just like that. What is it, train of thought? It's a specific word, and now I can't even think of what it is.
Did you lose your train of thought?
I did. But when you look at a lot of those sci-fi thriller movies, and I think there's one with Amanda Seyfried and Justin Timberlake, and currency is like lifespan, and you get more, and you take some away, and you pay with it, or whatever, and it's like this little Apple Watch. It's not an Apple Watch, but it looks like this little watch on your arm or something. And it says how much you have left, and like that's what you pay the life you have, or how many years you have left, and you can get more years, and some people can live forever because they're like quote unquote super wealthy. It seems like it's going to be that at some point soon.
Or we're just going to pay in blood. Just going to be.
One man is paying his ex-wife a monthly fee of $528. A monthly pension. She's in Spain, and she divorced her husband in 2020 and had been fighting for not just alimony, but she wanted money for the 25 years of housework she did during their marriage. $215,000.
Oh, so she was like backfilling him.
Yeah.
The cleaning service?
Yeah. She wanted $215,000, and boy goodness, she was awarded it. The judge, I'm sorry, lawyer, the judge was like, you know what? Yeah, you should get this. So she is going to receive a monthly pension of $528 from her ex-husband.
Wow. That's clever. I mean, I guess if you're thinking of ways that you can get money. And, you know, it shows you how society really doesn't value the contributions of what was normally considered woman's work. And I put, quote, air quotes around that. But whoever is the keeper of the house, right? The kids, think about that. If you didn't have that person, you'd be spending a lot of money in babysitting and cleaning and
cooking,
laundry, all of that stuff.
Well, and that is so accurate. And it is like back in the day, it was the man went to work, the woman stayed home. And sometimes, and now it's if there is a one income person, then it's that person will, that spouse or whatever will go to work. And then somebody stays home and does everything. And yes, you think of child care, you don't have to pay for that. cooking, chef, a personal chef, you don't have to pay for that. House cleaning, all of that you don't have to pay for. But here's the thing. Those are all still items that have to be done. So what about the two household members who both are bringing in an income who still have to do all of those chores, who still have to do that job? Because, again, it still needs to be done. Maybe not the child care part. Yeah, maybe not the child care part, because if you're both going to work, then somebody needs to watch the child. But, like, look at terms of post-pandemic, how many work-from-home jobs there are. Now there are so many work-from-home, stay-at-home parents where it's both parents involved, and you're still having to do all of that. So I guess it's one of those, I totally see how this is and how the husband has to pay the wife for all of that, the pension, the back pay, and I totally support it. But at the same time, devil's advocate, these are tasks that already have to be done.
That's
so
true, that somebody's just doing them. But if you in your relationship decide, hey, I'm not going to work, we're going to live off of your income, and then all of a sudden the marriage is over, then what does that person do? Right?
Yeah, that makes sense, because then it's like, well, that person can't I can't start a life because they don't have their own stuff in savings, especially when there's joint checking and joint savings accounts and all of that. So that totally makes sense. I know people who they could be a one-income family, but the other spouse works too because they already acknowledge they cannot be a work or a stay-at-home parent. So their job solely goes to child care. And that just also goes to say how expensive child care actually
is. Oh, it's crazy. I look at my friends and, think about it. It's so difficult. I mean, you're in a situation now where you're able to do a lot from home. You've got a home studio and all of that. But, like, there are so many of my friends that struggle with what do we do. And if not for grandparents and if not for the support of a family, man, it's expensive. I don't know how people do it. It's crazy.
A lot of times it's a lot cheaper to have, and it's weird when you think about this, it's a lot cheaper to go to something like, say, care.com and have a nanny or a babysitter that comes to the house for certain hours a day, certain days a week. That is cheaper than actually sending an under-school-age child, like a preschool kind of age or younger, to daycare. To actually send them to daycare can be like $1,000 to $1,200 a week even. So depending on where you go, where if you have somebody just coming in, it's more $1,000 to $1,200 a month. But then you don't have the, like, interaction with the kids, you know, and the socialization. But, yeah, it's you would think that it would be flipped. To have somebody personally come to your house would be more expensive than to send your kid to daycare.
Yeah, most of my friends either use family members a couple days a week or have a situation where they can take turns working from home. Or my cousin, actually, as you mentioned, has, until they got to a certain age where they could actually go to a preschool, had someone coming into the house. And you're talking about another salary, though. And, you know, to make sure you're getting the best and brightest, you don't want to get, like, just some person off the street, right? You have to make sure that this person is someone that you know, that has references.
Yeah, you want to do background checks of anything, yeah.
Yeah, you have to also, and like, I think there was even something she'd like pay into a fee so that she could have insurance for this. I mean, just all kinds of crazy stuff that make sure that you're getting someone that you think is appropriate to leave your kids with.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just, sometimes it's like, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. Like, what do you pick?
Well, I think maybe one nice thing from the pandemic is that more people are able to figure out how to work remotely to try to make it work. That might be one of the good things that came out.
Oh, 100%. And especially people who don't necessarily have a regularly scheduled work from home job. If there is something like an in-teacher service day where the kids are off school or a child is sick and needs to stay home, the parent doesn't have to take off work. They can still do their job remotely. They don't have to use a vacation day or a paid sick day or something, or just a true unpaid day, because not everybody has paid days off. Yeah. So they're able to still do some of the stuff. Well, a little bit of good news. Somebody not making that money but winning that money. The big $747 million Powerball jackpot that was won in Washington, the winner, 36-year-old, she's a Boeing employee. And here's the thing, never plays the lottery, really is just kind of like, whatever. Will happen to be at a local grocery store and saw that the jackpot had reached $747 million. Well, she works on 747s, and that happened to be the very last week. Yeah, and that happened to be the last week that Boeing sold its last 747 ever. So she is a believer in fate, and she's like, well, three situations of 747. I used to build them. They sold the last one ever, the Powerball jackpot.
And it's triple sevens. $747
million. Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things of like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play. And she won.
Good for her. And she's young enough to enjoy it. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those cool things where, like, she gets the $50,000 gift from the state lottery for being the one, or no, the Fred Meyers gets the $50,000 for being the one that sold the winning ticket. And it's some good news coming out of this, too, that they are going to use $10,000 to help the feed homeless and people in need in the community.
Oh, that's nice.
And yeah, so the winner, the 36-year-old, she took the lump sum, which after taxes, she got like $309 million. But still,
that'll do you for the life, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I could get by on that. I think
she could afford to buy her own 747 if she
exactly.
really wanted to and have money left over.
Fly around. She could take it. I mean, gosh. You could do so much. What would you do first with that money?
Pay off debts and bills and all of that stuff, and then put money away for. I know. Well, and then put money away for Max College Fund as well.
Boring.
As college
what else?
Fund. But then after that, the selfish things would be a couple of vacations. I take different family members on like a couple of their special vacations, like where somebody really wants to go, take them and do a couple different vacations. And then, but one of the good deed things, my husband and I have always talked about buying up like an old apartment building or a house or something and setting it up as anybody who is trying to get back on their feet, like battered women or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And Jen, I want to know what you have to do, but we're out of time. I'm sorry. It's 48 after
Big
the hour.
Mansion.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is sponsored by IBM. The manufacturing industry is in a tough spot thanks to worldwide supply chain and economic strains. A rise in cyber extortion is adding to the challenge and hitting the industry's bottom line. The new X-Force Threat Intelligence Report from IBM Security reveals that while the ever-popular ransomware and phishing attacks remain an issue, cyber defenders experienced some wins last year. While ransomware attacks are happening faster, security teams were able to prevent more ransomware attacks, which led to backdoor deployments emerging as the top attacker action in 2022. For consumers, hackers targeted credit cards significantly less, but a disturbing phishing threat gained traction, where hackers prey on email conversations, putting sensitive data at risk. John Dwyer, IBM X-Force Head of Research.
Consumers should remain vigilant online and protect their email accounts as much as their credit cards. For businesses, security is a constant concern. But faster attacks by cyber criminals means a proactive, flexible cybersecurity strategy is vital to remain secure.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/security.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 53 after the hour. Good day, health time. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who comes to us courtesy of his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. I had the pleasure of Jack's company, or he had the pleasure of my company.
Absolutely.
Last Friday and into Saturday, going into the snowland. At least I didn't get it. It was a beautiful day, actually. You were driving back to the airport. The beautiful blue skies.
Yes.
But now you've had more snow than most people can remember that are Salt Lakeans, if that's what you call
yes.
a person who lives in Salt Lake. Salt Lakeian?
Blessed.
Salt Laker?
Blessed people.
Blessed people, okay. Yeah.
Blessed people,
got
yes.
It. Yeah.
We've
yeah.
got the same amount of snow we had back in 1983 where we had floods running down State Street in Salt Lake City.
Well, but because things are dry, I was saying to you there and when I was there and then we were just talking about it here, how this is nature's way of sort of equalizing things because the Great Salt Lake will now be back up to where it should be as far as volume is concerned. It was getting pretty dry, but there's so much snow in the mountains, as you're saying, and snow will be melted, there'll be rain, and it'll blow, you know, all goes downhill into the Great Salt Lake.
It's the bottom of the bathtub.
That's the bottom.
That's why it's so salty.
Right. All right, so while I was with Jack, one of the things, this weekend I'm going to Florida to have my annual time with Dr. Ken, so this is my doctoring time. I'm going to see Jack last week, having the regular test that we always do, and then there are two or three different things that are sort of benchmarks. And I forego HIPAA because I think some of the things that are learned by me or by Jack can be shared with people that are helpful. And so you had some things that revealed stuff about my heart and about what is going on in my body that would be helpful. You know, it's just good to know that you can test for all these things, right? I think that's...
Oh, absolutely. We use the heart sound recorder on you that shows in tracings across the computer screen the live action of the heart. while it's actually working, in the sense of how strong the heart muscle is and how responsive the valves are, in the sense of being weak or strong. And the cool thing about that is we can administer certain supplements and retest in about 10 or 15 minutes and show immediate improvement in the heart function.
Yeah.
And then we did the Biomeridian, which is an FDA second-class device to assess weakened or normal organ function. because a lot of times, weaknesses throughout the whole body, sometimes they're like a house of cards. And if we find that the adrenals are weak, or if we find that the thyroid is weak, and we concentrate supplements in those areas that are designed to strengthen those organs, suddenly the whole body starts feeling better. So instead of the whole thing of this melee is hitting the entire body, this thing will show us where we want to pinpoint nutritional support, and that usually improves the entire function.
Well, one of the things that is important to know, you were talking about supplementation, you represent Standard Process, and I would say to people who are listening to this program that very shortly at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you will have all sorts of ways of getting to Standard Process products. And
the best prices,
50, yes. 100, whatever there are tons of them. I know I take 30 of them or so a day, and they are not a substitute for good food, but they are made from good food. They are not, there's no synthetic product at all in the line from Standard Process. It's all food-based, and it's from their, they have hundreds of acres of farmland, and I think it's Illinois, right? Isn't that where the farm is?
No, it's southern Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay, yeah.
Yeah, right, so, next door.
Anyway, that's something for you to look for. The Forbidden Doctor has so many great things in it. I use it all the time for information, and I certainly think that because of the things that Jack has put together, the Lee enzymes, for example, which are most important for your body, that's something that I take, and I think that helps to even off, if you will, the things that are going on in my body. So you'll check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the most widely touted all-natural weight loss product. I've seen some people trying to copy this. And as I look around, there's no real copying. But, you know, because this has been so popular, Calitrin's done so well, sure, they're going to be knockoffs. No substitute for the original. Calitrin. Lose weight the natural way. Check it all out at toploss.com. Do yourself a favor and create an environment for weight loss that's drug-free and stimulant-free. Why I like it. It works. Keep with it because it's really good for your whole body all the time. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.